Katie George, Alyssa Lang, guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We're about to have Jesse Rogers join us to talk all things MLB. He's been busy these last few days. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Alyssa, now we have a SportsCenter update.
Yeah, the NFL temporarily placing New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar on the commissioner's exempt list with criminal charges pending. Former New York Jets safety Jamal Adams was loud and outspoken during his contract dispute with the team, but he didn't talk his way out of town. That's according to Jets general manager Joe Douglas. This SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist-recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, back aches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you won't stink. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio throughout the day.
Jesse Rogers now joins us via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Jesse, I can't imagine how busy you have been these last 2 days. Obviously, the latest round of testing from the Miami Marlins found 4 new coronavirus positives. The total now is up to 17 over the last 5 days. Do you feel like the new positive cases that we found out about just within this day will have any further impact on the Marlins situation and the MLB in total?
Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure that it can, because 11 was a lot in the first place, right? 4 more. I think it underscores the fact that, or underlines the fact that there's an incubation period, and you could test negative one day and test positive the next day. And that's what we're seeing here. I think the Marlins have had positive tests since Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, they've had positive tests. And then, of course, within that, they've had the same players, some of them, test negative. The guys that were negative Saturday, a few of them obviously were positive Sunday and Monday. So it's a tough situation to figure out. I had one executive tell me that maybe they should just shut things down for 4 days and retest everybody in the league, like sort of do another round of intake testing and then start from scratch. Like, that would be the next step. A lot of people in the last 24 hours have asked me, are they going to cancel the season? No, they wouldn't do that. The first thing they would do, if they were going to make it a dramatic move, would be to shut everything down for a few days and test everyone and get a clearer picture. Right now, they're only focused on the Marlins and the Phillies because they think it's been isolated to just Miami, but they obviously have to check with the Phillies as well. And then the last point about all that is, again, the incubation period. Mm-hmm. They could test negative today, the Phillies or the Marlins, other ones, and then in 2 days test positive, and that's where the problem occurs, because 2 days from now, the Phillies are going to be playing somebody, assumingly, and then that team could be infected. But it is good news, so far so good, because playing outside, playing the game of baseball, maybe the contagion rate here won't be so bad with the Marlins and Phillies as an example.
Jesse, we saw David Price's tweet yesterday calling out Manfred, saying, hey, player safety needs to be of utmost importance. Since all this has happened, from your conversations, from what you've heard around MLB, what's sort of the temperature of these guys as we try to look forward and continue to play this thing?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It'd be easy to say, oh, they're all worried or none of them are worried. It's really varied. It's really varied. I mean, think about the extremes of this thing. I know players that are like, hey, I know the risk, let's just go play. And then obviously we know the players on the other extreme who opted out, who knew the risk and said, forget it. So think about that wide range of opinions right there, and then think about 1,000 baseball players in the middle there. Some have bigger concerns than others. I think what's happened with the Marlins has certainly raised the awareness even more. David Martinez spoke passionately about his underlying condition yesterday, and he's gone from an 8 to a 12 in terms of being worried. I know other players are also a little bit more worried. And then there's others that are, again, just assuming the risk. The Marlins and Phillies both knew what was going on Sunday, and basically the Players Association signed off on them playing. Bryce Harper, the Phillies, knew that some Marlins were infected. They signed off on playing. So that tells you some of these guys, a lot of them, are willing to risk their health, basically. And again, anybody that signed up to play is willing to risk their health. But you have varying degrees in terms of what guys feel and what they're willing to risk. And certainly the Miami situation has raised awareness.
Jesse, with the way that the schedules are set up this season, where teams are essentially just playing within their division and then like the other league's counterpart, has there been any thought if there's an outbreak with the Marlins that spreads to the East, hey, let's just shut down the East and let the Central and West finish out the season?
I have not heard that. I think there's a point where you just say, okay, enough is enough. We can't do this. Like shutting down a whole coast for baseball, I've not heard that. And then, but on the other hand, I'll say anything is possible. No one is viewing this 2020 season as something that's going to be perfect. The champion may have an asterisk in two ways. One, it was a shortened season, but on the other hand, they had to jump through a lot of hoops to get to the final game of the season and win it. So you're going to have to give them credit for that. But I guess anything's possible. I've not heard anything as dramatic as that. I think that the most dramatic thing that I've heard is what I said, shutting things down just to see if there really is an outbreak in more places than Miami and or Philly, and then going from there.
We're talking with Jesse Rogers, who covers the MLB, including the Cubs for ESPN.com. Jesse, Rob Manfred said our protocols are adequate. And to be fair, we were kind of joking earlier on the show that adequate is maybe not the greatest word, that we would hope it would be better than adequate. How would you describe the current protocols that are in place and being followed by the MLB right now?
I'm going to try to give them the benefit of the doubt and say I don't think any protocol to play in this situation, this pandemic, would be adequate. And by definition, they're not adequate. One player, it started with one player, he got infected, and now 15 are infected. So wasn't that supposed to be a situation where either he's been, if they are socially distancing, he's not infecting others, and or when he tests positive, he's being isolated so he's not infecting others. The system is not set up to be perfect. It's just not. And I'm not sure there could be a system to be perfect. I suppose one thing they could do instead of testing every other day, they could start testing every day, which right now the Marlins are being tested every day. So there are things, and Manfred did say this in his interview on MLB Network last night, there are things they can learn from this situation. And that's just like the easiest one. Let's test every day instead of every other day, which again is a cumbersome task, obviously. So I don't think there is any system that could be perfect, but he must admit there was a breakdown here because it went from 1 to 3 to 4 to 11 to 15 in the matter of 4 days. I mean, wow, how contagious is this virus? It's amazing.
Jesse, we had some big news out of the NFL this morning as far as players opting out of the season. Do you think that could be something that we might see with Major League Baseball moving forward if things continue to go like they have in the last 48 hours? Could players opt out in the middle of the season?
I think the key thing is what you said there, if things continue to go in this direction. I think the answer is yes. I think all eyes are still on Miami and Philadelphia. The key actually is Philadelphia. If the Phillies didn't contract that disease from the Marlins playing over the weekend, then people will exhale a little bit because, again, this is not a perfect system. Somebody along the line is going to play in a baseball game that is infected. It's already happened, obviously. And if it means it won't infect the 25 to 30 other people that he comes in contact with necessarily outdoors, then that's a good thing. I'm talking about the opponent, obviously. He's going to infect his own team. It's just the dugout's too small. These guys aren't being perfect in terms of all the rules, the high fives, the social distancing. Mattingly talked about a rain delay. Everybody was in the dugout. If you're infecting, you're playing within your own team, you're going to infect those other guys. But it's about the opponent, because if you infect your own team, you can sort of isolate it. That's why there's a 30-man taxi squad. But as you say, if things continue in this manner, if another team gets infected, another team, then yes, I do think you'll see some opt-outs even as we start the season here.
Jesse, just as we've been talking on the radio right now, Ken Rosenthal tweeted, in a team vote, vast majority of Nationals players voted against going to Miami for 3-game series this weekend. Sources have told The Athletic decision will rest with the MLB. Does that surprise you that the Nationals are like, hey, we don't want to go down there. We don't know what the situation is.
Well, nothing surprises me, and certainly the comments from Davey Martinez yesterday, you know, rang very loud around the league, without a doubt. It's interesting that, you know, look, everything's on the table. What I'm getting at is interesting that they voted. Like, does that vote matter? I mean,
sure.
There's a system set up here that's been negotiated with the Players Association. But look, that might be thrown out the window. This is an ever-evolving situation. So maybe team votes should matter. And now you take that to the PA, and the PA takes it to the league. But look, if things like this are going to be happening, then I'm not sure they can continue. Team votes, and you know, one team says yes, let's go. Another team says no. What if 15 players say yes and 14 say no? I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot here that you're leaving up to the players, which is part of what happened Sunday. Part, not all, in terms of the Phillies and Marlins playing. That's going to be a difficult, it's a difficult thing to navigate through, right? Every series, teams are going to take some votes. So I do think that's a problem and something that needs to be addressed.
Wild times for sure, Jesse. Thank you so much. But first, rapid fire, real quick. Cookies or brownies?
Oh, chocolate chip cookies. Absolutely.
Wing sauce of choice?
Mild. I'll just put it that way. Barbecue mild.
Billy loves that. And blue cheese or ranch? Settled this debate.
God, what if I said neither? I'm one of those guys.
Okay. Really? Interesting.
Yeah. If I had to, blue cheese. But only, okay. Just for dipping.
Jesse, thank you so much.
I'm boring.
I know your busy schedule will continue. We love following you, and thank you for keeping us up to date. We really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. Casper's got something for us, I think.
Yeah, they've got years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations, and the result, the latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation. Introducing the new mattresses from Casper. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery and, as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com and use code STEW for $100 off your mattress order. That's code STEW for $100 off. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
I'm just envisioning laying in my Casper, like, Airscape mattress, eating wings and dipping them in a lot of blue cheese.
Except for ranch.
We'll settle the debate next on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. The heated debate continues, and the mean words behind closed doors during the commercial breaks continue as well. Katie George, Alyssa Lang, and for Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, Billy. Where are we at in the poll?
Our almost 6,000 votes, and it was an easy poll. Blue cheese or ranch? Mm-hmm. And Katie, unfortunately, 59.7% of the people who voted have said ranch, 40.3% say blue cheese, which is actually closer than I thought it was going
to
be.
To be fair, that's what I'm holding on to, Alyssa, because I thought it might have been a landslide. It's a lot
I feel
closer.
Like your blue cheese people are like really upset. I mean, I feel like I see the most blue cheese replies in the mentions. So, I mean, I'm pretty emotional. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you bring it up because blue cheese lovers are more passionate than ranch lovers. And that's why we hold on to it. There might be more ranch lovers out there, but blue cheese people will die on that hill.
This is interesting logic.
It is. I just think that we're more passionate beings than people of ranch who are like, kind of like, oh, I don't really care. I'll go either which way. Adequate's a fine word to represent
my wings.
I'll
die a simpleton
wings.
Dipping my wings in delicious ranch. That's fine with me.
Okay. Chris, you're raising your finger. What's up?
I mean, everything that we've heard during the show goes against what you just said, though. Alyssa, Anthony, and I are just steadfast ranch only, while all the blue cheese people are on the fence. Roy and Billy are on the fence. You
just
said you did pizza and ranch.
Just on this show. I mean, if you take to Twitter, which I did, about being publicly shamed, there's a lot of people standing with me. I mean, they're supporting me in this fight. The fight against ranch lovers. I mentioned the word adequate. Roy, oh no. Don't tell me you're backing out on me now. Are you backing out on me?
I'm not backing out on you. Okay. There is no fence. There's a vast, vast land without borders where you can enjoy more than one thing, Tris. All right? Let's get that straight right now.
I love this.
I will say, someone made a really good point that you shouldn't need to dip wings in anything. And if you do, they need to go back to the kitchen, which I don't necessarily agree, but I think is a fair point. Because if you have a really, really, really good wing, you're not really looking for the dipping sauce. You're just going for it, in my opinion.
See, I want wings to go with on the side of my blue cheese. Quite honestly, like I need
you're just drinking blue cheese,
basically. Oh. I mean, I'm even that person.
What Peter
who,
Burns said in our group text is correct. Then.
He called me a serial killer, and I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, I said the word adequate, and that's a bit tongue in cheek, guys, because Rob Manfred said earlier our protocols are adequate, and I want to know from you guys in your day to day life, what are you okay with something being adequate? Like, what are the things you're okay with if they're adequate? Because I feel like healthcare and your doctor or your surgeon, like, if you're like, yeah, this is my surgeon, I'm about to go under the knife, he's adequate at what he does. Like, that doesn't fit. Like, I'd like him to be superior or maybe one of the best in the region or the best of the best, highly sought after. Like, I don't feel good if you're like, yeah, our protocols are adequate. And we'll just see what happens moving forward. Chris, he's itching. He's holding the mic. He's leaning forward. He's ready. What?
I think this is a great point by you. I feel like a pool guy is a good example of something. Like, if he just does an adequate job, if there's a few leaves in the pool when he's gone, I'm okay with that as long as the pool is blue and it's not green. I feel like if he does an adequate job, that's good. A pool guy is something I'm okay with. Not much, though. I don't want a lot of adequate in my life, but I will take a pool guy being adequate.
Do you have a pool?
I do.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
I live in South Florida. Almost everybody has a pool in South Florida.
Almost. I don't have a pool.
Yeah, geez.
Big wig over here.
Is your pool adequately cleaned or is it superiorly superior?
There's a few leaves. Like, if I could send an email, a nicely worded email, if I wanted to, but I don't need to because I'm fine with it being adequate. Tony, what do you have?
I think the distinction is this. If I pay for something, I don't want it to be anything close to adequate. If I'm not paying for something, it can be adequate, and I'll be okay with it.
So I'm thinking, like, okay, so I would pay for my coffee, right? Like, my barista, or they're not my barista, but the barista that I see. Like, if we go to the Starbucks or the Heine Brothers or whatever. Is it okay if your barista is adequate that morning? Because sometimes I leave and I get in my car and I'm like, ugh, this coffee is not what it should be. This is just not up to par, but it's only $4. So, like, should you care there, Roy?
It's not okay when it's something that you are putting into your body like food or drink. If it's adequate, it's not good enough. What if I get sick? It wasn't good enough for you to make well, and I got sick from food poisoning. That's a little bit less than adequate.
Claire agrees. You can hear him.
Yes, she does. Yeah, yes, she does.
She's like, you're right, Dad. Yeah, Billy.
I think it all depends on the circumstance, right? So, like, I worked in retail for, like, 5 or 6 years, right? Like, out of high school through college. And, like, when I go to, like, a store and I see, like, employees that are, like, half paying attention, I'm like, eh, I get it. Like, I was there. I know that this isn't the most important thing in the world. They have other things going on right now. So, like, yeah, you should take pride in what you do, but I kind of pay attention to the circumstances and then, like, give people some slack.
That's fair. Like, I don't need my retailers to be superior when I walk into a store because I kind of already, like, know what I want. I know what I came there for. You know what? Movers. I moved a lot. Alyssa, you just moved. You just bought a house. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
First-time
you.
Homeowner, which is big time. I have yet. There's Claire. Hello, Claire. Movers, like, do you want your movers to be adequate? Because I've had bad or adequate movers and they've dinged up all my stuff, and that is very, very frustrating.
I will say this past move was the first time I ever hired movers. I've moved a lot, used to do the local news thing. As you know very well, you move a lot. And I was always just like, it's fine, I'll move it. I don't have a ton of stuff. I'll never go back now. I will never lift a finger now when I'm moving after having that wonderful experience. Now, my movers, I would say, were good. They were good. And as a first-time homeowner, that was something that I was very nervous about because I was like, oh my gosh, I just put my heart and soul in this place. And what if they take out some drywall? I want to go back to something that Roy said, though, because he said that food shouldn't be adequate. And that was going to be my answer on this round robin was my cooking. If my cooking is adequate, then I'm happy. Like, my better half will literally eat anything I put on the plate in front of him, which thank God for me, because I'm not a great cook. But, like, now he's making me rethink that because I don't want to make anybody sick. And now I feel bad about myself that my cooking is just below adequate, probably.
That's
so
totally
thanks,
fair.
Roy.
That's totally fair. How about this one?
You're welcome.
Chris, Roy, I'm looking at the two of you. You both have beautiful daughters. Babysitters. Babysitters that...
What?
That seems important.
Yeah, that's kind of a little bit...
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure there's... I've had multiple adequate babysitters when we were growing up, and my parents were like, yeah, but they're cheap, and like, I know they don't... They're not great, and you don't enjoy them, but like, they kind of get the job done. Like, I don't know.
So yikes.
So if you're looking at a resume of somebody, and it's like, I'm adequate at this, I'll watch your kid, and they'll be alive when you get back. I guess that's all you really need. So you're right. Maybe you're right.
I mean, yeah. First off, I'm always right. Blue cheese all the way.
Wow. I will say, Katie, another big momentum shift for you. Beth Mowins weighed in and said blue cheese is better. So, like, I still am vehemently disagreeing here. But Beth said, trust an upstate New Yorker, the chunkier the better. Again, I hate the word chunky. Chunks. It's disgusting.
The more chunks, the better. Beth Mowins is on my side. Bear. Talk about a reputable ally. Somebody
we're
to
just
go
finding
down in the trenches.
Out.
Someone to go in the trenches with you and fight the good fight.
We're Those finding out the lack of taste we have here at ESPN. It's concerning.
No,
it's
not.
Concerning the lack of food taste we have employed right next to us. You didn't even know it till today, Katie. I didn't even know you were this much of a monster until today.
Okay. The M word... is a bit offensive, to be fair. I'd rather take serial killer than monster. No.
Okay. Didn't see that coming.
We've got more to talk about. Obviously, all kidding aside, the Miami Marlins are in a pickle. See how I tied that back to food, Chris? Did you see that? let's go to break. It's Katie George. It's Alyssa Lang. Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts. Blue cheese, baby. Blue cheese. Katie George, Alyssa Lang filling in for Dan Le Batard, and Stu Gotts, guests on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Patrick Mahomes, you guys know that guy, right? He just signed a 10-year contract for $500 million, something crazy. Well, he's dabbling in baseball. We'll tell you more on that. But first, SportsCenter update.
That's right, Katie. If I have it pulled up here. Obviously, my first time on the show, I am struggling right now.
The NFL.
And here we go. Here we now go. It's time for your SportsCenter update. The NFL is temporarily placing New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks quarterback Quentin Dunbar on the commissioner's exempt list with criminal charges pending. Former New York Jets safety Jamal Adams was loud and outspoken during his contract dispute with the team. But he didn't talk his way out of town, according to Jets general manager Joe Douglas. And if you're like me, you love a good stat. There's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio throughout the day. That was tough.
Do you have double monitors at your house?
I have two monitors, but I have, you know, our little video thing pulled up, and then I also have a browser pulled up, and I lost my little tab for a second with the SportsCenter read.
So I don't wish ill.
Not gonna lie.
I don't wish ill upon anyone unless they like ranch, which would be you. But
wow, this has escalated.
I know. All kidding aside. That's happened to me multiple times. I only have one monitor. So, like, I have them all, like, spread out, you know, among in the screen in corners. And so that is an easy, obvious slip-up to happen. But you nailed it. You really did nail it.
And I appreciate that, teammate.
You brought this to our attention in the break. Patrick Mahomes, newly signed contract with the Chiefs. It's just been announced that the Royals are adding Patrick Mahomes as their newest member of the ownership group. He's got money to spend, and he's decided to become a part member, an owner of the Kansas City Royals. Look, if I signed a huge contract like that and had more money in my pocket immediately from the signing bonus, I don't know if I would immediately turn to buying a stake or a portion in a sports team. I think I would like want a house, like a vacation home maybe, or a trip to like the Grand Prix in Monaco. I've thought about this, if you guys can't tell, if I ever came into that kind of money. But I want to know, if you actually came into that kind of fortune, which team would you want to stake in and want to be a minority part owner in? Does any come to mind? I mean, obviously, Billy, you would want the Marlins, or is that? Am I assuming too much here?
So I have a ton of money, right? So it doesn't really matter that I'm spending it, because there's two ways to look at it, right? Like, I could buy the team that I care about, or I could see it more as like an investment of like, well, what team is going to be worth more when I sell my stake in this team? If it's something that I don't really need the money for, probably the Marlins, just because I follow them the closest. But like down here, I could do like a Heat maybe, or I don't know, maybe if I want to do money, like a soccer team, like an internationally, probably is worth a lot more money than a baseball
Juventus
team locally.
Or something decent. You wouldn't go the Dolphins?
See, you know what? I would also look at like who the other part owners are, right? Because I think the Dolphins have a ton of like part owners. So I think the Marlins, they got like Michael Jordan to buy in when Jeter took over, when they needed like a little bit of extra money. But I think the Dolphins have like Mark Anthony and like Serena Williams. So I may also see who I could get access to by buying ownership in these teams, and like who I could befriend in the like rich people club.
Alyssa, you're in Charlotte. Would you want to hold a stake in a Charlotte team or elsewhere?
You know, I feel like it's easy to just gut reaction, be like, I want to buy an NFL team or a team in Major League Baseball. But I honestly would love to make all the decisions for a minor league baseball team. Like, that's where you can have the most fun. You can change the name at any time and nobody really cares. You can literally name it anything that you want. I was on the air in Jacksonville, Florida, when they went from the Jacksonville Suns to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And I was literally laughing in our newscast because I thought it was a joke, and it's also hilarious, like the Jumbo Shrimp. I would love to have creativity, infinite creativity for a minor league baseball team and the promotion
this
nights,
is,
too.
This is genius, because the other way, you're a small fish in a big pond. Here, you're
right.
The biggest fish in a small pond. And minor league teams, you could change the uniforms. You could have dogs running out on the field if you wanted to, because it seems like there's no rules in minor league teams. And you could do whatever you wanted, and you get so much more for the money.
It is cheaper. It is cheaper. But then you have to go to minor league baseball games.
Yeah, but they're fun. Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a minor league game? Oh, I think they're fun.
Yeah, I have. I've been to the Louisville Bats, the Cincinnati Reds AAA team. And
okay, well, you need to go to some better ones.
I don't know
how to go to some better ones.
I don't know what voice that is. Okay. Yeah, I probably need to go to some better ones. But
what's your favorite thing to do? What's your favorite thing to do?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Or like your favorite show, or like your favorite anything. Your favorite color?
Okay. Wow.
These are a wide variety of questions.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a favorite anything, because you could just make the team that. Like, your favorite thing is like, oh, my favorite show is Friends. It's like, all right, well, I'm in charge of the minor league team, so every seventh inning, we're just going to watch episodes of Friends for an inning.
Yeah. And then the Louisville Lobsters, you know?
That has a nice ring to it. I like the alliteration. I don't know. When you said soccer, that got me thinking. Like, I would like to be a small fish in a big pond, so I don't have to make crazy decisions. I don't have to find out which players to acquire. Or I would want AC Milan. I think I would love to go to Italy. I would love to go to those games, be a minority
Everything
owner.
You keep saying goes back to Italy. Grand Prix, now AC Milan. We're going back to Europe.
I'm just saying.
See where your head's at.
It would be fun. Favorite show? I'm watching Veep right now. What do you guys think about that? Veep? Anybody seen it?
I haven't seen Veep.
It's phenomenal, by the
way. Did you watch Thrones? I'm in the middle of a Game of Thrones rewatch right now.
The Louisville Game of Throners? Is that what you're saying, Billy? Like, I could just name
it. The Jon Snows?
Daenerys, Stormborn, Targaryen, Breaker of Chains. Like, we could just do the whole title.
That's how you could do player intros. Like, each one, House of George.
Ugh, love that.
Have dragons flying around in the outfield.
Wow, now we're talking.
All these things.
I mean, I do love that they can bring dogs to the parks for some games, but I'm just saying, like, MLB minor league games, not something. When you ask me, like, what do you like to do, that's not the first thing coming out of my mouth on the top of the list of, like, hey, got a free night.
If you own 0.5% of some Italian soccer club, they're not going to listen to you when you're like, I want it to be dog day today.
This is true. You can't just
do literally
anything. I would
just go for the experience, though. I would go for the experience and just to be part of that. Like, you'd get to sit in a suite, I would think, I would hope.
Every match? Are you going to go to every match?
I mean, maybe. If I have $500 million and I'm Patrick Mahomes. All right, Chris is like, break. You guys are, it's enough. It's done. It's done. Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts has added another winner to their roster, Die Hard Batteries. That's right. Die Hard Batteries are now at Advance. And if you're a stat freak like me, you know that means Advance got a player with unrivaled reliability, durability, and power. Plus, you can get free testing and free installation with purchase, and you don't even need an appointment. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Maybe we should all buy a portion of the Knicks, you know? Bring the glory back to New York with the Knicks franchise. They got Tibbs. They're on their way. I mean, maybe it would be a timely purchase with our newfound fortunes. We'll ponder that in the break, as well as check in on our hotly debated poll on Twitter between Blue Cheese and Ranch. This is the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts, Katie George, Alyssa Lang, filling in on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. The Dan Le Batard Show is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. Six Patriots have opted out of the 2020 NFL season. Courtney Cronin has confirmed that Vikings nose tackle Michael Pierce is opting out of the 2020 season as well due to respiratory concerns. 17 members, coaches and players of the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID. Nationals players who are set to play a series in Miami this weekend have voted amongst themselves. They do not want to travel to Miami and play the series, but it will be left up to the MLB. No Phillies have yet to test positive for COVID after their series this past weekend, but that is still unfolding before us. But yet, I want to go here. You said, Alyssa, in the break, you're rewatching the Marvel movies from start to finish in order. And like, yes. I was thinking about this. We were trying to sell Chris, who's never seen Game of Thrones. Like, you need to watch that from start to finish. Like, I know it's a huge commitment. It's hard to wrap your mind around it, like, because you haven't seen it and you'd be starting so late, obviously, now that the show is finished. But you should do that just for, like, your self-dignity, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But then the Marvel one, like, that's so many hours that you have to commit to. How's it going? Tell us about this journey.
Yeah, so we are, I believe, currently, our next movie is Black Panther. So we're towards the end. We're towards the end of this. We're approaching Infinity War and Endgame. But I would highly recommend, because I don't know if you're like me, my dog's name is Marvel. Full disclosure, we're a big Marvel household. When I was like halfway through these movies coming out, you know, like Captain America, like Civil War, all these movies, I'm like, I couldn't compute that they were all in a timeline, like leading up to a conclusion. So when you go back and watch them in order and see the story develop, not only is it amazing storytelling, but it also makes so much more sense. Like, you pick up on so many more details than when you watch the movies on their own multiple times, however many times you've watched them, which is a lot for me. So I love doing the rewatch. I will say, Chris, if you're doing the Game of Thrones rewatch, take it slow. We jumped into it a lot. It got a little overwhelming. We were a little like overstimulated with the Game of Thrones because it's just so much packed in. So we hit the pause button probably like 2 or 3 months ago and picked up with the Marvel situation.
So
recommend both, though.
I'm going to do the Marvel rewatch from start to finish. You've sold me on that because I too love anything Marvel, and I've watched them all sorts out of order as they've come out, obviously, and been released. But let's go back. So, Chris, you've never seen Game of Thrones? He's shaking his head no. Tony, you've never seen Game of Thrones?
I've seen the first two episodes and then just bailed.
Roy, have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes, but only by association.
Wow.
I'm married.
So what does that mean? So your wife wanted to watch it?
I was stuck watching it with my wife. That's why.
So you've seen it.
And you weren't into it? Like, you weren't even, like, I feel like some spouses.
Oh, no, it's a great show. It's a great show, and I enjoyed it.
But it wasn't by choice.
But it wasn't by choice.
So, like, as I wouldn't go to a minor league game by choice, you wouldn't have turned on Game of Thrones by choice. Billy, have you seen this series?
I have not. I'm still confused. So you've seen it and you liked it, but it wasn't your choice, so you haven't seen it by choice.
I haven't seen it by choice, but I liked it to a certain point, yes.
Okay. You just say you've seen it and you enjoyed it.
No. I'm just answering the question, Billy.
Did you watch it under protest? Like, did you, like, prior to every episode, like, I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it for you because I'm a good husband?
In the beginning, yes, I did, yes, under protest.
I got to say, it's one of those shows that's very overwhelming at the beginning because you're hit with so many characters. And So I didn't know anyone's name. I could just like, oh, I've seen that person before. I recognize them. I don't know anybody's name until season two. It's worth the watch, but they're full hour episodes. So like I'm talking about a lot of dedication goes into this and you guys have kids. So that like throws a whole nother wrench into it. You can't just sit and like binge something for 5 hours straight. I mean, I don't know what it's like having a kid, but I would assume, Chris, is that fair? Like, you can't just close your door for 5 hours and hope all is well?
I don't think I'm going to be watching it anytime soon.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe when she goes to college in 18 years, then
it'll still be around.
Or you could get an adequate babysitter.
An adequate babysitter. That's what it all comes back to. Thank you so much for joining us, Katie George, Alyssa Lang. I hope you have an adequate Tuesday.